So 700 of the finest brains of the country. You're the Brains Trust. The New Zealand Stock Exchange took a dip this morning because you guys are not being productive. So any born and bred Kiwis in the audience? Any imports? Any foreigners? With a reverse of the brain drain. So a bit of housekeeping before we get into it. So if there's an evacuation, then there's a bunch of guys with yellow high-vis vests. And they have fire warden written on them, just in case there are some weirdos in the audience that like wearing yellow high-vis vests. So follow those guys. If you have mobility issues, then just stay seated and someone will come and assist you. So a bit of a breakdown of the audience. There are 70% of you from Auckland, so about 700, so which means there's about 490 people here that are sitting down complaining that they can't afford a house. You guys are sitting next to that 10% from Hamilton. There's about 70 of you here. You're in a very smug way telling everyone that you just paid $300,000 for 2 acres of land with a 17-bedroom house on it. 7 cows and a chicken. But you live in Hamilton, so get over it. There are about 20% of you from Wellington and Christchurch, and we'll have no jokes from Wellington and Christchurch. I suppose just a big shout-out that I think I'll speak on behalf of everyone when we say that our thoughts are with you. We hope that your homes and your friends and families, more importantly, remain safe and are still safe. So 30% of you are special invites, which means you got a voucher. You got a voucher in the email and you registered because we thought you were special. That's not to say the rest of you aren't special, because we're all special in our own special ways, to our mums at least. There are 10% of you are Microsoft internal people. You recognize those guys, well, maybe not in the dark, but they're the guys with the blue chip planted into their skulls. And 30% of you had to write a request. You had to tell us why you deserved an invite to this day. And so the developer guys went through the developer team, went through all your applications, and they swiped left for yes. And some of you will know if that's accurate or not. And of course, so as they read through them, they said, you know, it's things like, you know, my name's Dazza and I like code. And they go, yes, Dazza's in. So we're on Dazza. And then there were a bunch of others, so I'll read some of them. Some of them were quite special. So I worked on Microsoft 4.0 in 1987. I was still at school, don't know about the rest of you. I have worked on Windows 1.0 and Paint 1.0. Are you here? You're not going to admit it, are you? Sitting next to the guy going, I told you it would work. The guy who has written this, and I have to read it because there's so much garble. I've programmed with various Microsoft languages compilers, including Visual Basic, PDS, Quick Basic, QBasic C, C++, Visual C++, C#, and VB.net, but clearly not English, because your grammar's quite challenged. I am Microsoft's biggest fanboy. Are you here? Clearly a liar. I'd like to hear the thoughts and directions from one of the world's top CIOs. Clearly at the wrong conference. I got your email asking why I would like to hear from Satya Nadella, and I had to consider this opportunity for about 300 milliseconds before I replied. What kept you? Clearly a procrastinator. I can imagine the conversations in your house. I told you I'd do it. Just stop, keep reminding me every 6 months. There are 30% of you here dressed in purple uniforms because you're the students. And I was expecting a little bit more raucous behavior than that. So thanks for letting me down. So you're the guys, you're the next gen guys. You're the talent, you're the brains. You're the guys that are coming out there with your optimism and your enthusiasm to steal your jobs. If we were in the US, we would just build a wall around them. But we're not in the US, and I'm not going to talk about politics or soap opera, whatever you want to classify it out there. But what I will do now is I'll hand across to my colleague, Sue, and she's going to talk about what everyone's doing, or the great work you guys are doing in tech.
Thanks, Steve. Well, we've got a fantastic development program today. It's one that's been running throughout the world. Most recently in Australia, and prior to that, Thailand, Singapore, and Europe. I'm positive that through the insights and learnings that you'll see later in the day, through the challenge that the student community have put together, as well as the way in which our customers are embracing intelligent digital transformation possibilities, that everything is within reach now. Through working closely and developing valued partnerships is key with our customers and community. We realise how digital transformation empowers every person and organisation to quickly and simply realise business value. This often also impacts our quality of life, which we'll learn of later today, and influencing how we're touched or experienced by technology. Just look at precision medicine and precision agriculture and how we're trying to increase yields and drive sustainable farming. And then also look at how HoloLens is transforming education when it's put in the hands of the future architects and the future doctors and how they're learning around medical practices. With science and research innovation at the centre of New Zealand's DNA, coupled with Microsoft research innovations and important support from our partner community and the Microsoft New Zealand team, so much is possible now. On that note, it's my absolute pleasure to welcome our Director of Developer Experience, whose team drive the independent software vendor business in New Zealand, which is actually something that every organisation in New Zealand can leverage, Chris Auld, to formally open our 2016 Developer Day.
We came here in an Uber. Who stayed in Airbnb last night? The largest passenger transport company in the world owns no vehicles. The biggest overnight hotel provider owns no rooms, makes no beds. I'd love to come here in a Tesla one day, the most inspirational automobile brand on the planet. Inspires us not so much because of its physical product, but because of the software that it's able to run. The disruptive organisations in our world are not the miners, they're not the petroleum companies, they're not the manufacturers of aircraft. They are software businesses. Ladies and gentlemen, we are the disruptors, and we are passionate at Microsoft about helping you to be a disruptor. Through our tools, through our technologies that you'll hear about today, but also through the support that we can provide as a long-standing software business. We've been doing this a little while. We've been a very, very successful software business, and so we're focused on helping you to understand what you need to do to be a successful software business today. I want you to go away inspired about both our technology and our passion to help you build and grow your businesses. Very exciting day today. We have our CEO, Satya Nadella, coming to talk with us, and really pleased that you've been able to make it to what is a fantastic venue here on Auckland's waterfront. To give you a bit of a rundown as to what we're going to cover today, we're going to go through four technology sessions. The first is going to cover off the data platform. Right, software is eating the world, data is eating the world. You know, data is the intellectual property for this millennium, the ultimate trade secret. So Regan's going to talk to you about data. Mobile, it's pretty important, right? So Vish is going to come and talk to you about how can you take advantage of cross-platform mobile development with some of the amazing tools that we have. Ivan Towson from our team down in Wellington is going to come and talk about platform as a service on Azure. How can you more rapidly build these disruptive applications and get them deployed out into the marketplace and scale them rapidly? And what's more, he's going to talk about using Linux. Who are the Linux fans in the room? Yeah? Like, who runs Linux every day? I run Linux every day. I have a Linux laptop. Microsoft loves Linux. We just joined the Linux Foundation, announced it this morning. Microsoft joined the Linux Foundation as a platinum sponsor, announced it this morning. All right? I think it's fantastic news. Very, very exciting. You know, amazing news. So Ivan's going to talk to you a bit about Linux, right? And then Nigel Parker's going to talk to you all about bots. But our special guest today, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Satya Nella is going to join us and share some inspiring stories about technology with you just prior to lunch. So with that, let's get this day underway.